certainly in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting. Everyone should ensure the mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I remind members of the obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You'll then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. At this stage, you are on mute. You unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you wish, if you are physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure their cameras are switched off when speaking, switched on when speaking. Cameras should be switched on when the vote has been taken also. I'd remind members to keep their instant messaging to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Following the presentation of the officer's report, the chairperson will call for the proposer or seconder, and this should be done using the IM feature. Please do not submit these until I ask you to do so, as it may be missed. If two members ask to propose and the first member having indicated through the IM will become the proposer, the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute and indicate vocally that the proposer and seconder this decision. If you are to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the IM feature so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate any connectivity problems.
Chair, so, can I just clarify something you said in your intro there? You said, did you say the Republican press or the Republican press?
No, Charlie, not Republican today. I apologise if I read it out too quick and you misheard me, but I said public. Have we any apologies for this evening's meeting?
Councillor Gallagher, apologies for this evening.
Councillor Gallagher, anybody else?
Councillor Traynor, Chair.
Councillor Traynor, thank you. Gareth. I've just a few wee items that I want to mention this evening under the chairperson's remarks. Can I offer and get a letter sent out to the Burn Minor Ladies? They've won the first, they're the first team actually in South Down to win the Minor A Championship match, which was played in Hilltown against St Patrick. And they also to the Burn Boys, who also won the Minor Championship. Can I offer our congratulations with a letter as well to Kilcoo, who won the senior football championships? Can I also get a letter sent to Our Lady's Grammar School in Newry on behalf of myself and Councillor Casey as the vice chair of this committee on the win of their Ulster championships as well? It was a massive achievement. And a letter then to the Muirbridge Camogie winning down intermediate championship against Dunraith. Can I say well done to all the stakeholders involved in delivering such a great facility in the Ballyhornan 3G pitch as well. Ochlafin winning the JFC against Dundrum. Congratulations to them. And the Camogues as well, Kelly Leff, winning an Ornrick win as well, which is all very good. And just also maybe make a comment to all the community groups that organised their local Halloween events. I have to say that the display right across our district didn't go unnoticed, and the community spirit was absolutely fantastic. So well done to all community groups right across the district on that. Could I ask for declarations of interest then on item two?
Hunter.
Okay, we'll move on then to item three, and that's our action sheet arising from the AHC. Is there any matters arising on the action sheet? And if so, could you indicate and then please state what number and page it's on? No? Could I have a proposer and seconder then for the action sheet? Thank you, Councillor Murray. And Councillor Walker. Item four then, we'll move on. And tonight's agenda is the business plan. And Michael, I'm going to give that over to you.
Thank you, Chair. This is the mid-year assessment of the department's business plan, which is attached for members' information. You'll hopefully be pleased to see that most things are in progress. There are a few ambers, but not that many, given the fact that we just came through COVID and that a lot of our centres and facilities have been closed. We've still been able to deliver very well on the business plan. So we're happy to take any questions from that, Chair.
Have you any questions?
Yeah.
Can I request a proposer and seconder, please, for item four? Thank you, Councillor McAvoy and Councillor Sharvin. Just it was remiss of me as well in Chairperson's remarks, and I will go back on this. The Downpatrick Leisure Centre is currently closed until further notice due to unforeseen technical issue. We're currently working with the Council and Maintenance team to resolve the matter as soon as possible. Myself and Councillor Casey, as the Vice-Chair of this committee, had discussed this with Michael Lipset, and he has also informed us that the membership discounts will be applied in accordance with this disruption period. So I ask councillors to note that. Thank you. So moving on then to item five, which is the police update. Police update. over to you, Janine.
Yes, Chair, members, this is a Peace 4 update. The covering report and minutes attached are from the Peace 4 partnership meeting of the 9th of September. The report details the consultation process currently underway for the Peace Plus action plan. And we seek approval tonight for actions detailed within section 2.3 of the report. And Chair, there's specifically an allocation of funding towards the LEADER programme and the Tom Dunn project. Did you answer any questions? Newcomer a funding allocation towards the newcomer project, Chair, sorry, not the LEADER programme.
Okay, I see that Councillor Tinley has a proposal and a question. Can I just get a seconder for item five, please, before I take Councillor Tinley in? Oh, sorry, thank you, Councillor Murray. Jardith?
Yeah, Chairperson, thanks for that, and thanks to Janine. I did see a report from the Peace Group meeting in September, but I am a wee bit concerned, Chair, because for the past two weekends, I have been stopped in my home village here and asked about specific matters relating to the Tom Dunn project, and I genuinely was stumped to find an answer because I haven't got a notion what is going on with that project. So, but I am concerned that there seems to be a few issues around it. So if we just could get a briefing from Janine as to what the issues have been, I've noticed that there's been a change in personnel noted within the report about committees, and has there been issues there of concern, what those issues were and where exactly we are at this moment in time regarding a proposal. And I'm happy enough to propose then on the back of that, Chair, that the officer's report be accepted. But if I just could get a briefing as to what the issues are. Thank you.
Janine, can you respond to that? Thank you.
Yes, Chair. Just the best way to explain it is that the Tom Dunn project proposed some changes to their initial application that was approved through SEUPB, and they're under a period of negotiation with SEUPB. So their original project changed. They approached SEUPB for a revised proposal. SEUPB considered that, and they've come back with three options in relation to the project. And it's my understanding that that is with the group at the minute for decision. So you're right in that there's changes afoot, and that's why the project maybe you didn't have an answer for whoever was asking you the question around it. We still don't know what the decision is of the group or SEUPB at this stage.
Well, in fairness, Chair, if you just indulge me, Janine, so we're actually being asked here to approve money but not have a notion as to what the actual project is. Am I getting this wrong?
No, you're not. And I see the point that you're making. The allocation of funding is to the Tom Dunn project, and it's to protect that allocation, but it's to allow negotiations between SEUPB and the group because they want to change their project. So it's protecting the funding allocation as opposed to getting rid of it in the middle of them changing objectives, probably. Nope. Is the best way of explaining it.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, undoubtedly then we'll see something come out the RSA in due course. Thanks for that, Janine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other issues? So that was proposed by Councillor Tinley and seconded by Councillor Murray. Moving on then tonight to item 6 is Janine, to you for the District Electoral Area Forums Update Report.
Yes, Chair, our monthly report and minutes attached from the DEA fora. Again, the covering report details some of the programme activity ongoing, so there's mental health and wellbeing initiatives, cancer focus checks for men, and the DEAs are about to launch a 4-week photography course across the district. So we're looking for approval this evening for action sheets listed in Slade Gullion, Crotleave, Downpatrick, Urie and Rowalla.
Yeah, thank you. I see that Councillor Sharvin has proposed and Councillor Murray has seconded it, and he has a comment to make.
Yeah, thanks Janine for that. And Janine, you'll remember at the last AHC I had raised a query as to why there never seemed to be a report from the Slieve Gullion DEA forum meetings, which was a serious enough question, because obviously you're dealing with important issues on every time we meet. And it was just unfortunate that by the time we got to AHC, we had all of us who sat on the Slieve Gullion DEA forum were looking forward to raising issues that were pertinent to Slieve Gullion at the AHC meeting, and we never were getting the opportunity to do that. I appreciate the response that I got from you about the timing of the meetings, and you know, I understand that the meetings are going to, our DEA forum meetings are going to be moved slightly forward to allow for the time in between AHC and thing, which makes perfect sense to all the councillors involved in it. So thanks a million for getting that sorted.
Thank you, Councillor Murray. So that's proposed and seconded already. Any other issues? No, going to move on then to item 7 tonight, which is the Community Coordination Hub. And Janine, that's over to you again.
Yes, Chair, members, the covering report and minutes are attached from the Community Coordination Hub meeting of the 27th of October. So the report details a range of multi-agency and community-based initiatives that were funding through the forum. And again, just to remind members, this is all funding coming down from DFC for their COVID recovery and transition budget. So there's things in there including digital poverty, social prescribing, fuel poverty. We also are proposing as part of that we add or top up some support for groups running community centres, and that we would provide a bit more funding for those groups running buildings who are going to face quite a hike in utility costs. We're also pleased to report that PHA have now agreed to become members of the Community Coordination Hub as well, and we will present a revised terms of reference for consideration to committee once they have joined the group. Happy to take any questions, Chair.
Thank you, Janine, for that. I see that Councillor O'Murray has proposed, and I'm happy to second that. But Councillor O'Murray wants to make a comment.
Yeah, and again, Janine, a very common sense approach in that some of the providers will be getting support as well. You know that the community associations in particular are shouldering a lot of the responsibility for what this rebuilding and everything that's going on post-COVID, and I think it's only proper that they're included in any plan for building in the future. So, yeah, again, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other councillors? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, sorry, Chair. It's just in relation, Janine, to the park run approach that's detailed under item 6. Have the Trust and Council made an agreement to endorse and share the cost of that, or what is the next steps to get that up and running, Downpatrick?
I'll have to follow up on it through the Chair if you're happy. I wasn't at the last meeting. My understanding was it was for discussion only, and there has been no decision around it. But I'll come back to you on email just to make sure. We're meeting next week again, so I'll have a clearer update even on the back of that meeting.
All right. Brilliant. Thanks, Janine.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. No other councillor has indicated, so I'm going to move on then to item 8. On tonight's agenda, which is the COVID-19 financial inclusion funding from the Department of Communities, and that's Janine again.
Yes, Chair, more money. It seems every committee meeting we have more money to tell you about. It's a good news story. Over the last 12 months, we have been given, Council has been awarded additional money for the provision of advice and support and services. This funding is directly awarded to Community Advice Newry Morning Down through our existing service level agreement. On the 22nd of October this year, we were also again contacted by DSC to say that they were able to provide additional funding through financial inclusion, with the amount allocated to Council this year being just over 83,000. So the report details how this early targeted support will be rolled out. It will include things such as debt advice services and support to access income and benefits maximisation. So we're asking this evening for members to approve the award of this additional funding, and then we can amend the current service level agreement with Community Advice. That's
it. Thank you for that, Janine. And I see that Councillor McMurray has proposed, and Councillor Sharpen has seconded, and no other councillors indicated to speak on this. Thank you for the proposal and seconded. I'm going to move on then to item 9. Janine, this is over to you on the lease of the commercial space at the McGrath Centre.
Yes. At present, members, the ground floor unit of McGrath House, McGrath Centre in Newry, is currently vacant. The Boulevard restaurant were in there previously. The unit would be deemed a commercial space, and therefore it wouldn't be considered for disposal under the Sport and Communities Facilities Management leasing policy. So we're proposing in the report that we instead consider this under Council's acquisition and disposal and land procedure. Technically it means that we would get a commercial provider to come in and assist with us getting the best rate for a lease and a leasee to move into the McGrath Centre. So we're seeking approval to work with a commercial provider and get someone in and establish a lease for that unit.
Thank you, Janine. Before I call for a proposer and seconder, I see that Councillor Casey has a question.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's just on the McGrath Centre. Conscious of the fact we spoke about this at the pre-meeting, that there was a suggestion at one time that the council were going to develop that, at least the upstairs would anyway, into apartments or something to try and maybe increase the value of the property itself. I don't know where that has gone, but the fact remains, as you said yourself, Janine, that it can be up for sale. It's for lease at the moment, but it's at least restrictive in that it must be something of a similar nature to what it was in the past, because it is a prime development site, and a prime site for anybody in the private sector to actually buy. So although it is up for lease at the moment, is there a suggestion that at some stage it will be up for sale?
Chair, if you're happy, I'll come back on that, but it might need to defer to Michael, who's been dealing with it at a higher level. My understanding is that council agreed that the McGrath Centre or house would be up for sale, and that process was initiated. It was subsequently discovered that current lease arrangements relating to a different tenant came into play, and that decision to sell was halted. And the decision then was to lease out this bottom unit to coincide with the remainder of the lease of the other shop. I hope I'm making sense. But in short, the council agreed to sell it, and now they've revised that decision in the short term. It'll be up to councillors then to decide after a period of time and the establishment of lease agreements whether they want to revisit the sale.
Thank you, Janine, for that. Thank you, Councillor Casey, for proposing, and can I have a seconder then for item 9? Thank you, Councillor Murray. Sorry, Councillor Hart, I didn't see. Apologies, Councillor Hart. Okay, item 10 then on tonight's agenda is health and wellbeing, and it's a request of the Capital Budget Energy Management Programme, and that's you, Owen.
Thank you, Chair. Yes. Members, this is asking for approval to allocate an amount of money to the capital budget to allow us to deliver an energy management programme for the forthcoming year. As members will be aware, we've installed several successful energy programmes across the council buildings across the years. And so to continue this work and reduce energy consumption within the council buildings, we're seeking this specific budget for energy-related works, and so we're looking for an allocation that's noted in the report that will allow officers to develop a programme for council buildings for the next year.
I see then, thank you, Owen, I see then that Councillor Murray has proposed and Councillor McMurray has seconded, but Councillor, before I take that, Councillor Sharvin, you have a question.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Owen, obviously, there's a lot of community centres that are run by the council in the old Newry Moorhorn area, which I expect would be included in this. But in the old Downside, there's very little community centres that are actually run by the council. Is there any way, as part of this programme, that we can have a generic template or a path that they could follow and how they could improve it be included in this programme?
Chair, probably Janine could advise me better on the terms of the agreements with those premises. I suppose if we still are responsible for the buildings, it is something we could look at. A lot of the works that we have done up to date have been in council-owned community centres, but we obviously haven't exhausted that. So I can revert back with the answer. I don't know the answer sitting here now. Maybe Michael or Janine would be able to clarify that part.
Michael?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. We do have service level agreements with a number of community associations that have buildings, and under those agreements there is some work that we could carry out in that regard. In addition, those groups can apply for financial assistance under minor capital, which would allow them to put in some of these sustainability measures, PV panels and so on. So there are a number of avenues they can go down. I think it's not that long ago since we went out for a call for community groups who had centres to have an SLA with the council. So I'm not sure, Janine, when we're going out for that again. But at this point in time, unless you have an agreement with the council, we can't fund it directly, but they can apply through financial assistance. I'm happy to talk to the councillor about that afterwards as well.
The reasons I, Chair, that I raise it is, you know, they won't have the luxury of officers going and putting this program together, and they may not have that expertise, whereas if we as a council can enable them or show them a way that they could improve their facilities in anything that we're doing, you know, I think that would be a great benefit. But I'll catch up with the officers outside of this thing.
Chair, as well on that basis, we will obviously have a sustainability officer, and we will be looking to give such advice and external to the council as well. So it is something we could look at in that way as well. We're in the process of recruiting the energy management officer again, and part of their role will be external to the council as well. So we would hopefully be in a position to be able to give the same advice to external bodies, whether it's community groups or whoever as well. So.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. So that's item 10 on the proposal of Councillor Murray and second of Councillor McMurray. Item 11 then is over to you again, Owen. That's the request of the Capital Budget Water Fountains.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, in similar vein, we need committee approval to put some funding into the capital budget for 2 external and 8 internal drinking water fountains. This is building on what we've done already, so it's to encourage refilling the water bottles as part of the council's single-use plastic strategy. So just looking for approval to put that into the capital estimates. So
before I look for a proposer and seconder, I see that Councillor Casey has a question.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Something we discussed ourselves, our party at our pre-meeting there as well. The cost of the money that's set aside for this.
Mm-hmm.
Owen said it's maybe 2, but I think in the report it says maybe 2 or 8 or 10. Why so much? Is that the actual budget, or is that just a suggested budget?
It's a suggested budget. They are expensive. I don't have the figures to hand. We have done it. We have some experience already, so we have actually some actually fitted now, but not operational as yet because of the pandemic still. So we can check, but that was just to have that, you know, that facility within the capital budget. So there would be a procurement exercise done for anything that we were going to purchase.
Thank you, Owen. Councillor Sharvin, you have a question?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. My question's just around locations for the actual additional drinking fountains. Where are these 10 going?
Those decisions wouldn't have been made yet. So we probably we'll go through the DAs to identify suitable locations. Up to now, it's been, I suppose, a lot of them have been in sort of the coastal places. So we intend this to be a rolling program. So we will consult with members. We'll come back to members with where we're proposing to put them.
Thank you, Owen. Councillor Harry, you have also a question.
Yes, Chair. Councillor Sharvin asked it for me there now, just about the location. So.
Okay, thank you. Proposal then is Councillor O'Murray, and I'll second that proposal. Item 12 then, Owen, it's over to you again. It's the request of the Capital Budget Active Travel Programme.
Again, in the same vein, yes. As members are aware, we just have approved the Active Travel Master Plan, which people realise it's a very ambitious plan, and some of the work involved will be huge. But what we're asking for here is an amount to fund some of the active travel infrastructure that we'd be able to do. So it's including bike park and shelter facilities, some equipment for schools, educational programs as well, in this instance. So it's permission to ask for that amount put into the capital estimates.
Thank you, Owen, for that. Councillor Sharvin, you proposed, but you also like to ask the question?
Yeah, Chair. I think it's a fantastic idea. There's many schools that are asking for bike and shelter facilities, especially around the rural areas that I represent. But could we look at the Blue-Green Fund as well that Minister Mallon has available, and see if we can double the $40,000 from external grant money so that we can reach out to more schools and community active travel? Because if we can get external funding including in this, it'll reach further than what $40,000 would. But more than happy to propose.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. That's I think it's a great idea, so taking that up on. Councillor O'Murray has a second proposal. Would you also like to make a comment?
Yeah, I'm more than happy to second Gareth's suggestion there as well. It's a good idea to look for external funding as well. No, I think this will be money well spent. There was a lot of talk about the active travel plan that came to us, first of all, the master plan. So to see a start being made at it by providing bike parking and shelter facilities for schools anyway, that alone would be fantastic. Gareth referred to rural schools and that, and you know what, we're trying to get into the way of telling people to cycle to school where possible and that, and it's not every school has somewhere to put their bikes, you know, so you could end up with bikes lying about the place and that. So if we have these bike shelters and bike parking places, that's going to be a huge bonus for schools around it. More than happy to second, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, councillors. Item 13, and moving on then, is the service level agreement with the Causeway Coast and Glens for accounts in relation to the product safety funding. Owen?
Thank you, Chair. Members might be aware we previously had permission to accept funding from the Office of Product Safety and Standards, who look at the safety of consumer goods, and they provided funding to us in the previous year. They have altered their model of funding now, where they preferred to pay through one council in Northern Ireland rather than 11 times. So Causeway Coast and Glens now receive the funding on behalf, and we make returns via Causeway Coast and Glens. So we're just looking for permission for the Chief Executive to sign the SLA, which will cover that work between ourselves and Causeway Coast and Glens.
Can I get a proposal then and second for item 13? Thank you, Councillor Herr, for proposing, and I'll second that. Item 14 then is for noting, item 14 and 15 are both for noting. Has any councillors any issues that they would like to raise? Oh, can I just get a proposal then on a second for item 14 and item 15? Thank you, Councillor Finnegan. And can I get a seconder? Thank you, Councillor O'Hare. Can I get a proposer and seconder then to go into a committee for item 16 up until 24, please? Yeah, this item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. Can I thank Councillors McAvoy and Finnegan? Can I ask you then to read out from item 16 to 24 that was in committee? Thank you.
Yeah, okay, so item 16, the Trojan Horse update. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, to note the report updating on the progress of the Trojan Horse project. Item 17, Newcastle Centre capital project. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, to approve the business case for this project as per Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report and to include the Tropicana steel slide in the planned demolition works at the Newcastle Centre. Item 18, expression of interest, leasing Lismore playing fields across Maglen. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, to approve the Lismore site in Cross Maglen to progress to the public EOI process in line with the Sports and Community Facility Management and Leasing Policy 2016. Item 19, it was agreed, leisure reopening plan. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAvoy, seconded by Councillor Hart, to approve the following COVID-19 protocols to remain in place and under review at all indoor leisure facilities. Track and trace protocols, social distancing at 2 metres, one-way systems, sanitisation points, priority booking for online and advanced bookings, controlled sessions, moving to booking and access every 15 minutes where applicable, activity capacity caps, requests for COVID-19 risk assessments from block bookers, enhanced cleaning regimes. Appendix 1, COVID-19 restrictions and guidance was considered and it was agreed. Health suites, saunas, steam rooms and spas remain closed and under review, and appropriate membership discounts and or extensions continue to be applied for any loss in service provision as a result of the above recommendations. Item 20, notice of motion accessibility onto beaches in NMD area. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, for Outdoor Recreation NI, Orney, to complete a feasibility study for disability access to beaches within the district as per Appendix 1 and as part of the Orney Service Level Agreement planned for 2022-23. Item 21, business case for coach minibus taxi hire framework. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to note the report and approve the business case for a framework appointment for a 3-year coach minibus taxi hire procurement for the entire council at a value detailed within the officer's report. Item 22, reconfiguration of Ballinahinch Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, to approve the business case as outlined within the officer's report for the reconfiguration of Ballinahinch Community Centre, including the associated professional fees, to submit the project for consideration in the 2022-23 capital rate estimates, and when funding is secured, proceed to finalise drawings and costings for the preferred option and apply for all necessary statutory approvals and prepare tender documents based on the preferred option 3 as outlined in the business case. Item 23, number 16, the Square Rose Driver. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Tinley, seconded by Councillor McKevitt, to note the contents of section 2.7 of the officer's report. And item 24, update report on the reopening of community facilities. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hart, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to note the contents of the officer's report.
Thank you, sir, for that. And that concludes tonight's meeting. Can I wish us all a safe journey home? Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.